Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the third chapter of Hilchos Trumos. In this Perek, Rambam will discuss the measurements involved in determining how much Trumos will be given from one's crop. Halacha Aleph, Truma Gdola Ein La Shir Min HaTorah. On a biblical level, there is no requisite amount that must be given as Truma Gdola. Shneimar, as the Pasuk states, Reishis Tegancha, Kol Shehu, Afilu Chita Achas Poter Zakri. The first of your grain, that can even be a tiny bit, the first bit, even a single kernel can make one exempt from having to give any more truma from the entire heap. However, ideally, one shouldn't give any less than the amount which Chazal had designated. However, nowadays, when the truma is standing to be burnt anyhow because it's impure, then a person is permitted to give even the smallest, tiniest amount, ideally. Now, how much is this amount which Chazal had established? Ayin yafa, echad me'arban. Habenunis, echad mechamishim. Ra, echad mishishim. If somebody is very magnanimous, they want to give a lot, they'll give 1/40 of their crop. The normal amount, the standard, is 1/50. And if somebody is less giving, more miserly, he'll give 1/60. V'lo yefchos me'echad mishishim. A person should never give less than 1/60. Halacha gimel. Kol truma she'ena kohanim makbidin aleha, kegon trumos ha'charuben ve'achalisin, nitalas l'chadchila echad mishishim. Any truma coming from an item which the kohanim don't particularly care about, such as caribs or a certain type of bean, those one is allowed to give ideally as just 1/60. Ve'elu nitalan echad mishishim. And the following list is going to be a list of items that one is ideally allowed to give 1/60, inclusive of the ones just mentioned, as well as other ones which are different because of their halachic nature. Trumas kedulei truma, truma taken from items that have themselves grown from truma, Beiruve Truma, and a situation where Truma had been mixed with Tevel, untithed produce, Utruma Temeya, Shaisa Tuma Bones Obishkaga, or Truma which had become impure, either due to one's acting inadvertently, or even if it was against one's will, Utruma's Hekdesh, Truma taken from something which was sanctified, Utruma's Chutz La'aretz, and Truma from outside of the land of Israel, Utruma's Ketzach, Ba'klisin, Ba'charuvin, Ba'gizmios, Ba'tramosin, Usorm Adomios, Kiotz Behen, and the various type of vegetables that we just mentioned, the Rambam says the Kohanim don't particularly care much about, like caribs, a certain type of bad fig, certain red barley kernels, and the like. Upeiros atzitz sheinu nakuv, and additionally, produce which was grown in a pot that did not have a hole. V'chein apotropisin geshe tormen peiros yisoim tormen echad mishishim. Similarly, when there are custodians who have been appointed over the property, the estate, of somebody who had died and now there's just young orphans who had inherited it, that custodian is only supposed to give from their estate just 1/60. Halacha Dalet. Ein tarmen truma zu lo b'mita, lo b'meshko, lo b'minyan. Lefisha lo nemar bashir, el omen u'ma'afresh b'dayto kumo echad me'chamishim. A person is not supposed to give this truma gedola, based off of measuring it, using a measure or a scale or any particular number, because the Torah never said any particular measure that's necessary for this. Instead, what should a person do? Just make a rough estimation and take off 1/50 in accordance with what he thinks would be 1/50. However, he is able to take truma off from produce that had been measured or weighed or counted. However, he's not supposed to take truma off using a basket or some sort of vessel, a container, where the measure for it is known. However, he could use those to figure out how much truma to give by using half of them or a third of them. However, a person shouldn't take off truma by using half of a sa, because half of a sa is also a measure. Halacha truma. If somebody takes off a large amount of truma, as long as he left a certain amount, a little bit, as regular produce, in that case, that which he separated is considered truma. However, he said that all the produce is going to be truma, then his words have no meaning. If somebody had intended to separate 1/10, a very large percentage of his field, as truma, and ultimately, after all said and done, it turns out it was just 1/60, so then it takes effect and his truma is truma. If it works in the other direction, though, he intended to separate just 1/60, a smaller amount, and then it turned out that he took 1/50, a larger amount, in that case, it won't have the status of truma. If somebody had set aside truma, and it turned out that he had given even a 20th of his crop, a large amount, in that case, that which he separated is going to be considered truma. Tarim also be yado echem yishishim, v'chazer v'hosef l'shem truma, osa ha-tosefes, chayeves v'maisros, u'mafresh v'mena ha-koin, maisros v'achach yochlena. If somebody had first taken off truma, and it turned out it was only 1/60th, and then he wanted to do more, because he doesn't want to be somebody who's miserly, he wanted to give extra, so he added more from his regular produce for the sake of being truma, that does take effect as truma, but it's going to be obligated to have maisros removed from it, and therefore when he gives it to the kohen is going to have to take off maisros, and then the kohen's allowed to eat it. Tarim also biyado echad mishishim ve'echad. Harizu truma v'yachzor v'yitzron pam shniya k'dil hashlam hashir shebedaita. However, if one had separated, and it turns out that he took off a portion that was 1 out of 61, i.e. smaller even than the smallest amount, in that case, he's able to go and take off more, add to the amount, and will be fully truma. There's no need to take off maisros in that case. And he's able to give as much as he wants to, as much as he intended all along. And this extra bit that he's setting aside, that he is able to set it aside using a measure or a scale or by counting. And when he's setting aside the truma, though, he should only do so from the produce which was included in that same area, as is true with regards to the truma he had taken off initially. We will define these terms more as we move forward. Halacha Zayin. Hamafresh mixas a truma, oso ha mixas eno truma, vayehu kechelek akri. If one separates a part of the truma that he had originally intended to separate, in that case, that part that he had separated doesn't yet have the status of truma. V'aval pikein, sarach lafresh trumas oso mixas meno. Nonetheless, he needs to take the truma from that part that he had separated. V'lo yafresh alav mivirs acheros. And he shouldn't end up taking truma from other fruit once he had already begun this process. Halacha ches. Hamafresh mixas truma mikri zeh, mixas truma mikri acher mimino, harei zeh lo yitro mizeh al zeh. If somebody's taking off truma from one heap and truma from another heap, both are the same species, he's not supposed to take off truma on behalf of one of them for the other one. Rather, he should do each one on its own. Ha'omer truma zakri zeh letocho, im amar betzvono o bedromo, kor ha'shem, v'chayv hafresh menu trumasa, im lo tzin v'makom, lo amar klom. If somebody had said on this particular grain heap that its truma is in the middle of it, then if he had specified a particular place, whether on the north or on the south, so then he has officially declared it as truma, and he's thus going to be obligated to separate truma from that place which he had specified. If he did not specify any place, though, then that which he said, that should just be truma in the middle of it, that is not going to be meaningful. Halacha tes. Amar truma zakri zeh, va'akri hazeh kazeh, Malcolm should time a trumasol shel rishon, shem is time a trumasol shel sheni. If somebody had said that truma should be taken off from a particular place in this first grain heap, and then said about a second grain heap that it should be like the first one, so the place that he had specified with regards to the first one, the amount, the location, that will be the same parallel with regards to the second one too. Halachi yud, trumas meiser ein raf rishon sub omed. With regards to trumas meiser, that is to say, the tenth that's taken off by the levy from his meiser rishon which he receives, that is not supposed to be separated by one's estimation. Rather, one should be very exacting, should be very precise with its measurement, even nowadays. Because with regards to Trumas Meiser, here the amount is explicitly stated in the Torah. Something which is generally measured by volume should be measured by volume. Something which is measured by weight should be measured by weight. Something which is generally and easily countable, so then it should be counted. If one is able to count and weigh and measure it, so if one counts it, that's praiseworthy. If one measures it, that's even more praiseworthy. And if one weighs it, that's the most praiseworthy of all of them. Halacha Yud Beis. Mitzvas Trumas Meiser Shiafer Shosan Ben Levi Masra. The positive command of giving Trumas Meiser, that is to say, 1/10 of the Meiser Rishon to the Kohen, is upon the Levi to separate from his Meiser Rishon. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "V'chisad hu meis bnei Yisrael as Meiser." When you, the Bnei Levi, receive the Meiser Rishon from the Bnei Yisrael, that's when you are to give off Trumas Meiser. V'yish Yisrael lahafresh osav lino the Kohen. However, the Yisrael, the regular member of Kal Yisrael, who's giving the Meiser Rishon to the Levi, is also able to separate the Trumas Meiser and give it to the Kohen. and then afterwards he gives the Maaser Rishon, that which remains, to the Levi. Again, he first takes off his own Truma Gdola. Then from the Maaser Rishon, he decided to take off the Trumas Maaser and give it to a Kohen as well. Then he would give the remainder, the Maaser Rishon, to the Levi. Halacha Yud Gimel. Yisrael Shehefresh Maaser Rishon, Kishu Shibalim, Kodim Sheyadosh, Viyafresh Truma Gdola, the son of the Levi. If the member of Klal Yisrael first took off Maaser Rishon, while the crop that he has is still as stalks of grain, and he gives it to the Levi before it had been threshed, and before he had even taken off Truma Gdola, in that case, Ein Levi Chayv L'Hafreshenu Truma Gdola, Achar Sheyudushenu, El Trumas Maaser Bavad. The Levi doesn't need to separate Truma Gdola after he threshes it. Rather, he can just give to the Kohen Trumas Maaser. Aval Im Dash Yisrael Hifresh HaMaaser Min HaDagam Kodem Sheyafresh Truma Gdola Min HaSon HaLevi. If, however, the Jew had first threshed the grain and then taken off the Maaser Rishon and given it to the Levi before he had taken off the Truma Gdola, in that case, Chayv HaLevi Lav Rishon Mimenu Truma Gdola U'Trumas Maaser Me'Achar Shenas HaDagam Nischayv HaTruma Shneimar Reishis Dagan Cha. In that case, the Levi is going to be obligated to separate both Truma Gdola as well as Trumas Maaser from that which he received once it had become already produced kernels of grain. As the Pasuk says, one will be obligated to give Truma Gdola from the first of your grain. And since here it had already become grain, once it had been threshed, it must be given. Halach Yud Dalet. Ben Levi Shalakach Maaser Shibalim Lo Yitin Trumas LeKohen Shibalim El Kohen Shenoso Ladosh Lizros Litin Lo Maaser Min HaDagan. If a Levi had taken the grain while it was still in a state of stalks, he should not give the Trumas Maaser to the Kohen as stalks. Instead, we penalize him and insist that he first thresh it and winnow it and then give his Trumas Maaser from actual grain. However, he's not obligated to give him a tenth of the straw or the chaff that he had. If he had taken off Trumas Maaser while it was still in its stalks, just as it had been given to him, in that case, he needs to go and crush it and give the Kohen the kernels and the straw. For what reason did Chazal penalize him and make him crush it? Because, as is self-evident, based off what we've explained, he took the Maaser Rishon when it was still in its stalks and thus made it escape having Truma Gdola be given from it. And therefore, since he quote-unquote cheated the Kohen out of that, we insist that he crush it. Halacha Tezvav. Ben Yisrael Sh'amar Levi Kach Amar Li Abba Maaser L'cha B'yadi Ein Chushin Trumas Maaser Sheba Shrei Aviv Hefresh Trumaso L'fikach Tzivahu Shezah Maaser L'ploni HaLevi. If a regular member of Klal Yisrael says to a Levi that my father told me I have some Maaser Rishon for you in my possession, in that case we don't have to be concerned maybe it has Trumas Maaser still in it. We can assume safely the father had already taken off the Trumas Maaser, and that's why he said that this Maaser Rishon should be given to the Levi. If, however, the member of Klal Yisrael said to the Levi, my father told me that I have a core, a certain measurement, of Maaser for you in my possession, in that case, we must be concerned that maybe it has Trumas Maaser, because in that case, it seems like he has a larger measure based off of how it had been in the field, indicating that he intends that Levi will be the one to take off the Trumas Maaser. Halacha Tez Zayin. Trumas Maaser shehayu ba'echad mishmona mishminas molichi lekohen. If Trumas Maaser is so small that it's 1/8 of an eighth of a lug, it still needs to be brought to a kohen. However, pachos mikain eino matavel alicha el mashlicha ba'or usarva. If it's less than 1/8 of an eighth of a lug, in that case, he doesn't have to bother to bring it to the kohen. Instead, he can just throw it into the fire and have it be burned. However, he still needs to separate it. However, with regards to wine and oil, even if they're just a small, tiny amount, it still must be brought to the Kohen. This is assuming, though, that it certainly is Trumas Maaser, and it is pure. If, however, it had been impure, or had been considered demai, something which we aren't certain whether it has status of Trumas Maaser or not, it was taken from an item which belonged to an Am Haaretz, and we don't know whether it needed to be tithed or not, in that case, we don't have to bother bringing it to the Kohen. Instead, it can just be burned. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ein Tormen Truma Gdola Elam Nemukov. a very important rule alluded to beforehand, one is only supposed to take off Truma Gdola on items which are together, enclosed, in the same location. Ketzad, I'm going to illustrate this further. Hayilo chamishim sab b'bayis zeh, v'chamishim sab b'bayis acher, lo yafresh me'echa mehen shtei sab alameya. If somebody had 50 sa's worth in one home, and 50 sa's worth in another one, he's not supposed to take off from one of those piles 2 sa's worth on behalf of all 100. Because by doing so, it turns out that he's separated from one area on another area. However, if one did so, he separated from Truma in one area on behalf of Truma in another area, it does take effect. It is valid Truma. This is assuming, though, that which he had separated is still guarded. If, however, somebody tries to be sly, he's carrying a bunch of jugs of wine or oil, and he sees that they're beginning to break, and he then declares, this should be truma on behalf of the produce I have back in my home, that does not take effect. That's inconsequential. Halacha Yudches. Peres mevuzarin besocha bayis, o shtei megurot shebayis echad. Torei me'echad alakom. If there's produce scattered throughout a house, in one room, or there's two piles in that same room, then one is able to take off truma from one of them on behalf of all of them, because they're viewed as being in the same location. Saki tfuav igulei tveila v'chavio shel grogros, ema yobat keifa achas, tori me'achas alakol. If there's bundles of grain, or fig cakes, or these jugs filled with dried figs that are all in one location, then one is able to take off truma from one of them on behalf of all of them. Chavio shel ya'in, ad shelo sasam es pihen, tori me'echad alakol. Misha sasam, tori me'kol achas v'achas. If one has jugs of wine, then it depends on whether they've been sealed closed. If they have not yet been sealed closed, then all the wine is viewed as being together in that same location, and one can take off truma from one for all of them. However, if they've already been sealed tight, then in that case, he has to take off truma from each and every one individually. Halacha Yud Tes. Ha'imelakit gapi yarek, maniach begina, tori me'echad alakol. He was gathering up bunches of vegetables, and he was leaving them in his garden, so he's able to take off from one of them on behalf of all of them. However, if he brought a different species of vegetable during that same time, in between, then he has to take off truma from each and every one individually. If somebody is bringing numerous species of vegetables together, all in one basket, there was cabbage, for example, on top, cabbage on the bottom, and some other species in between, and he's not able to take off from that top cabbage on behalf of the bottom one. If somebody had enclosed in one area, in one granary, 5 bunches of grain, and he wants to take off truma from one for all of them, he's able to, assuming that the main part of that which he's collected is still present, is still intact. If it is not, then he must take off truma from each one individually. Halacha Chaf. Trumas Meiser, Maprishno So Shalom Anamoka. In contrast to Truma Gedola, what we've been discussing all along, Trumas Meiser, one is able to separate when it's not in the same location. Shneamar, if the Pasuk says, Mikomas Rosechem Turimu Truma. From all of your Meiser, you can separate Truma. Afilu Meiser Echad B'Medina Zu, Meiser Echad B'Medina Acheres, Mafresh Truma Me'echad Alako. Even if you have some Meiser Rishon in one country, and other Meiser Rishon in another country, one is able to take off the Truma from the Meiser Rishon, i.e. Trumas Meiser, from one of them on behalf of all of them. However, Torah scholars will only separate from items that are in the same location even by Trumas Meiser. Not just by Truma Gedola where it's mandatory, but even by Trumas Meiser. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Ben Levi Shehayelo Meiser Rishon, Shelo Nidlo Menu Trumaso. If somebody was a Levi, had Meiser Rishon in his possession, which did not yet have the Trumas Meiser removed from it. V'henicho Lios Mafresh Alav, V'holich, V'hu B'tivlo, Masha Asa Asoy. And he left it be, so that he could constantly take off Trumas Meiser for other produce, while this one was still Tevel. So then, that which he's done is done. Shneamar is about success, ki es Meiser b'nei Yisrael, asher yirimu la'ashem truma, melam yishu oz es kulo truma la'acher. This can be learned from the pasuk, which says that the Meisros of the b'nei Yisrael, from which they'll take off truma, and that implies that the Meiser is able to be turned into truma in it entirely. Therefore, to restate, if he has this group of Meiser Rishon in one location, and he leaves it as Tevel, and whenever he's out and about, he wants to turn some of that back at home into Trumas Meiser, he's able to do so, even if it makes the whole thing become Trumas Meiser. Halacha Chaf Beis. Hifresh menu Trumas Meiser tchila, v'achkach hinichu lios mafresh alav, v'holeich, ad sheyasa kulo Trumas Meiser, v'yino l'kohen, l'osa klo. However, if he had first taken off Trumas Meiser, and then he left it, so that he could constantly take off Trumas Meiser for other produce on it, until it all becomes Trumas Meiser, and then he would give it to the kohen, in that case, it doesn't work, though. Shneimar's Pasuk says, es mikdasho mimenu. That which was sanctified from it. Bismacha kadasha besocho oso trumalachem. At a time when it still has its sanctified items within it, that's when he can make it become truma for others. Ain kadasha besocho ain oso trumalachem. If it no longer has the trumas meiser hidden within it, then he's not able to make all of it into trumas meiser for others. V'chena mniach peros lios mafresh alayim truma gdola tarash yu tivulin l'truma. And so too with a regular person who had left fruit behind in order to take off on behalf of them as Truma Gedola, they too must still be Tevel in the sense that they hadn't yet had Truma Gedola taken from them. And in a similar fashion, he had put them aside in order so that he could take off Meiser on them on behalf of other items that he's actually going to be eating. In that case, these ones must also not yet have had their Meiser Rishon taken from them. When one is separating the Truma and Meiser, he's supposed to do so in order. Ketzad, the Rambam now tell us what that order is. The first thing he separates is Bikurim, the first fruits. And then afterwards, this portion which is going to the Kohen called Truma Gedola. Then afterwards, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Oni. And then after the Meiser Rishon, he takes off either Meiser Sheni or Meiser Oni, depending which year. Meiser Sheni in years 1, 2, 4, 5. And Meiser Ani in years 3 and 6. Maktim Sheni L'Rishon, O Meiser L'Truma, O Truma L'Bikurim, Av Bish Avar Alos Asay, Masha Asa Asoy. If one went out of order, for example, he gave Meiser Sheni before he gave Meiser Rishon, or he took off Meiser Rishon before he gave the Truma, or he took off the Truma before he gave the Bikurim, even though he's violated a negative prohibition, he nonetheless has done something that will be effective. Now, how do we know there's a negative prohibition about this? Shneimar's pasuk says, "Le'ascha demacha los acher, lo de'acher davar sheroi lakdima." The pasuk states that all of one's produce should not be delayed, and the way we interpret that is that one should not delay something which is fit to come first till after its proper turn. The ain lokan alavse. However, one does not receive lashes for this violation. Halacha chaf dalet. Harotz lahavresh truma gdolu trumas meiser ke'echad. Mafresh echad mishloshim u'shlosha. If somebody wants to take off the Truma Gedola and the Truma Meiser at the same time, he should take off 1/33.33 of his total crop. The Omer, and he says as follows: Echani meyesh yesh kan hayu betzad zeh shefrashti harei hu chulin va'nishar mizeh shefrashti hu Truma alakol va'meiser sharoi liyos lemea chulin elu harei hu betzad zeh shefrashti v'zeh nishar yeser ala Truma mima shefrashti hayu Truma Meiser alakol. He says like this: 1/100th of the produce which is present in front of him, which is on the side of the produce that he had put aside, that's going to be regular produce. The rest of what he had taken off is going to be truma on behalf of all of the crop. The meiser, which is necessary to take off from these 100 portion of regular produce, are at the side of the produce that he had already separated. And the rest of what he had separated, aside from the truma, is going to be trumas meiser on the entire amount. And that way, he can successfully give on behalf of everything without violating anything. Have a wonderful day.